وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. ثم ما بعد، we're still studying together كتاب المراقبة, the chapter on watchfulness and knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is observing you and watching you and watching over you. Here, حديث 61 رياض الصالحين قال عن أبي ذر جندب بن جنادة رضي الله عنه وأبي عبد الرحمن معاذ بن جبل عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن. Three beautiful statements from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Statement number one, he says, قال اتق الله حيثما كنت. اتق الله حيثما كنت, fear Allah عز وجل whenever you are or wherever you are. وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها, and follow each sin that you, if you do something wrong, perform good deed after every mistake that you do. Hopefully it will erase that. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن, and then behave decently and treat people beautifully. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن, treat the people in a beautiful manner. So this hadith is considered a road map for life. Literally a road map for life. I remember شيخنا الشيخ الشنقيطي حفظه الله تعالى المدينة, one time he was asked after a class, Sheikh, could you please, you know, help me out find a daily plan? Like, you know, I want to become more committed to the deen and have my life organized and do the right thing and maximize my reward. So he was asking the Sheikh to give him like a full program from the morning all the way to the evening. And I'm sure many of us would love to have a program like this, right? I know what to do in the morning, the evening, in the afternoon, at night. Alhamdulillah, it's a beautiful program. So everybody, the Sheikh said, well, that's a beautiful question. Bismillah, get your pens and papers ready so we can give you the program. And everybody's just getting ready. Bismillah, and we started from Fajr time, or before Fajr time. The Sheikh, he says, قال, اتق الله حيث ما كنت. You fear Allah wherever you are. واتبع السيئات الحسنة تمحها. And follow any bad deed you do with another good deed, it will erase it for you. وخالق الناس بخلق حسن, and treat people kindly. He said, this is the best roadmap I can give you. Let's explain that what it means. So the first part, he says, اتق الله حيثما كنت. What does it mean exactly? Know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. Know that Allah is watching you wherever you are, whenever you are, whether you are at work, at home, privately, publicly, secretly, openly, with friends, with foes, with anybody. Doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter where. If you always know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you, what are you going to do? You going to challenge Him? Are you going to defy Allah Azza wa Jal? Are you going to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If you truly and genuinely know that Allah is watching you, you're going to behave. Or hopefully you will behave. Right? So that's why if you always have that observation and that kind of concept that Allah is watching me, al-muraqabah. If you have that sense of muraqabah, that Allah is watching you everywhere you are, everywhere you go, that's number one, you will find yourself doing well. So I don't have to give you a detailed program because I know you will just do well. That's the first category, the first thing. The second one, وَأَتْبِعْ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا, and follow the bad deed with a good deed, it will erase it for you. What does that mean? That's mean because Allah knows no matter how much we try to be always perfect in our good deeds, as much as we try to always observe that, and know that Allah is watching us, we're humans. We forget, we get lazy, we get distracted. So what's gonna happen from us? We're gonna make mistakes. I'm gonna make a mistake. Astaghfirullah, major, minor, it doesn't really matter, but mistakes will happen. But alhamdulillah, part of Allah's mercy, He doesn't expect us to be perfect. So He said, if as you try to always observe Allah in your life and you make mistakes, it's all right, not the end of the world. Just follow it with something good. Hopefully, it will erase it for you. If it's something minor, what do you say after you make something wrong? You said something to somebody and it's like, oh, I did something wrong right now. So what do I do? How do I fix that? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Alhamdulillah, good. You looked at something you should not supposed to look at. So you turn your face away and what do you say? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But if you do something really, really serious, requires what a jama'ah? Tawbah. I have to get up and make wudu and pray to Raka and ask, Ya Rabbi, forgive me what I've done. It's kind of serious business right now. But the point is, as much as I'm trying to be perfect and have the watchfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's watching over me and watching me all the time, I'm gonna forget, I'm gonna make mistakes. Or sometimes I just like, you do it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened the door for tawbah and to fix the problem. So if I make a mistake, I can fix it with good deeds, alhamdulillah. The last part of the hadith right now is قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وَأَتْبِعَ وَخَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. When you treat people, treat them with good manners. What does that mean? Like, look, if you don't fear Allah Azza wa Jal day and night, and if you don't have the capacity to do good deeds after making, you know, bad deeds, make sure your mistakes are on yourself. Don't involve anybody else in that mistake. Like, don't hurt other people with your faults. If you're gonna make a mistake, don't hurt somebody else. So no backbiting, no physical stuff, Allah, you know, kind of like the violence, whatever. Don't hurt anybody. Treat people kindly. Like, if you're gonna mess up on your own self. Make a mistake, that's between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not allow yourself to make your mistake involving other people. That will hurt them. Whether you're stealing from them, lying to them, backbiting them, you messed up big time right now. So that's why the Prophet says, if you're gonna make any mistake, just be it personal. When you deal with people, treat them kindly. خَالِقِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. I mean, if you look at this beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wallahi, this is the manifestation of Jawami' al-Kalim. Very comprehensive meanings in few words. Like, it's truly, truly a roadmap for life. You don't need a detailed, you know, plan. Wake up before Fajr half an hour, do tahajjud and make wudu, you know, every time you make a salah and pray Fajr on time, stay until shuruq and then do the tasbih and adhkar. And I can give you something detailed. You're going to realize that you get overwhelmed. But if you just observe this, and you know that Allah is watching you, you have that surveillance over you all the time, you will observe and you will watch what you say, what you do, what you watch, what you listen to, what you touch, what you hold. You will be careful. And as much as you try, you're still a human being, you're gonna make mistakes. So it's not a matter of if you make a mistake, no, it's when you make a mistake, fix it. Fix it with tawbah, with good deed, hopefully it will erase it for you. If you're unable to do any of that stuff, at least make those mistakes personal. Don't hurt other people. Treat them with akhlaq and good manners. That is the best thing you can do for yourself in this dunya and in the akhirah. So the point from the hadith here is to know that if you'd like to observe al-muraqabah, know that Allah is watching you, it has to be at all times. At all times, jama'ah. Privately, publicly, with your family, with other people, all the time, knowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that sense of taqwa, ya Rabbil Alameen, and the ability to have that watchfulness and that muraqabah in our heart. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us a taqwa, haqqa taqwa. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who always repent back to Him, ya Rabbil Alameen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to beautify our akhlaq, our manners, in a way that is most pleasing to Him, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Any question, jama'ah? Okay, a request from me to all of you in regards to akhlaq and good manners to the other people, inshallah, in the masjid. Please, when you guys come for Salat al-Isha, or Salat al-Fajr, or Salat al-Maghrib, Salat al-Asr, any Salah, please, please drive slowly. Drive slowly, and when you start coming into the parking lot, don't go straight from the street into your parking spot. Slow down, get slowly, don't hurt anybody else, jama'ah. Unfortunately, we had some, yani, few incidents, almost, I would say, almost incidents where someone could hurt. So we ask you to please be careful as you come to the masjid, especially if you're going to want to catch the imam before he says, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah, Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. That means you're too late anyway, so please slow down. Yani. But seriously, if you're coming to catch the salah on time, so please slow down and make sure to keep that imam. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah wabarakatuh.